Yes, you are. Look at you. You're a victim of your own addiction to the thing we like to call news, entertainment, newstainment. Combination news, entertainment. I think I got that one right. This is the John Curley, Sherry Ellicker Show. Here she comes now. Sherry's coming in. Here she comes. Come on in, Sherry. Get on in here. Sing your heart out. Oh, boy. Heck, yeah. Okay, she seems to be struggling. Andrew Gonger, please. Sorry, Sherry.
Yeah, I know it just felt out of date for a minute. I just couldn't get into it. Sorry.
I like the hard hat, though. I like the welding helmet. Who knew you were a girl? Diving in. It's a reference for all the fans of Flashdance. Oh, wow. She's a girl. She took the helmet off. Yeah. Oh, wow. I can't wait to watch her get a big thing of water thrown on her. All right. Well, it is baseball season, and hope springs eternal for the Mariners. We'll ask Aaron to stick around. Last year ended. Mariners organization telling fans, be patient. We're doing you a favor. Be patient. You won 54 games, 54% of your games. Don't worry. We're going to get to the World Series. Just be patient. That was a real slap in the face for Mariners fans. And then I think they tried to walk it back later. Are the fans ready? And do the Mariners need to win, at least get past the playoffs, at least get further along than they did, in 2022? Or is this the beginning of the death knell for the Mariners and the fans? Aaron, ask you.
Oh, you asked me.
Yes.
Well, if you believe the projections, the Mariners have a 60% chance to make the playoffs this year. That's according to FanGraphs. I just looked at the latest odds. 4.3% chance to make, or I'd rather win, the World Series. Not bad. Not bad. So the expectations from Scott Service, the Mariners manager, he's saying, let's just win the AL West. Which I think is a realistic expectation. Last year, they wanted to, there was this big hype video last year, and Scott Service was saying, let's go win the whole thing. Well, they've tamped down those expectations a little bit this year. So just win the division, leapfrog the Astros, and maybe get past the Rangers, finally.
Just for sports fans, and I know you are a diehard Mariners fan, baseball is a game of money. You spend the money, you get the players. You load up the Dodgers, the Braves, you spend the money. Do the Mariners, does Stanton, who owns 90% of the Mariners, do they not spend enough? Do they not put the money in to get the players in order to get the wins? And don't the fans deserve that?
John Stanton has been on the record saying he wants a long-term winner. So he's not going to pour a bunch of money into one season and mortgage the future, I believe were the words that he used a few days ago. So and you don't always need to spend a bunch of money to win in baseball. I mean, if you've seen Moneyball, you know that. One of the best teams last year were the Baltimore Orioles. They were a bottom three payroll in baseball. The Mariners are middle of the pack. I think they're 18th overall in payroll last season, similar to this year. So you don't always need to spend big to win big. Mm-hmm. There's proof in the history of baseball there. What's frustrating, I think, for Mariner fans, though, is that we have this, the history of only making the postseason once in the past 22 years. And we feel like we're so close right now. We have a good core, and we've made some good moves in the offseason. And no one is really, at least the experts in the game, are not upset about the moves they made in the offseason. I think most people, like what you're saying, they just wanted them to go a little bit more, spend a little bit more to bring one more big bat onto the offense. Mm-hmm. That would, I think, go a long ways with Mariner fans. But I'll say, I think the roster as it's built right now looks good. They could surprise a lot of people this year.
You will never give up on them. So do you set, like, in your own mind, you're like, okay, if we win the AL, that would be great. I'm not trying to go for the World Series. Just get past the Astros. Just make this season just mean something and get the sense of momentum. Okay, we're building. We have Julio stays with us in center field. We've got good closers. We got everything we need, and it's always this building year. So will you be happy with where we are if we just, you know, win the AL and then knock out after that, punch out?
I'm not okay with that. I think they need to get past the first round of the playoffs. I think they need to first make the playoffs, yeah. Get past the first round of the playoffs. It's due time. It's been since 2001, since they got past the first round. It's time.
All right, one last question for you, then we'll move on. I know Sherry just can't wait to talk baseball, but
I have a question for Aaron.
Oh.
Go. You want it now?
Sure.
please.
Okay. Please. How many baseballs could Johnny Bench hold in one hand?
Looking at my own hand, I'm going to go with, it's going to feel like a lot. I'm going to go 7.
Oh, you knew the answer.
No,
That's exactly right.
I didn't.
Wow. Yes.
That's because my hand can hold 8.
For the fans. There you go. Got it. Changes for baseball. We will not be seeing robot umpires. That's just in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. That's not coming. I think they've widened the first baseline, so you're going to have some extra attack to the first baseline. They've also, the pitch clock is still in effect. Mm-hmm. It's knocked off about 20 minutes for Major League Baseball. And I think, are they changing anything else having to do with speeding up the game or anything else that people are going to notice?
No big headlines.
You can't block bases, right?
That is
without
one thing.
The ball.
Yeah, it's like when you're stealing second base, you got the guy who's catching the ball at second base cannot put his foot in front of the bag. That's
unless he has the ball.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So, okay. Well, minor change.
The team that had the see-through pants, are they gone?
You know what? I haven't followed up on that. I think that I can't remember the Fabletic? No, Fanatics?
I think it was Fanatics, but I thought it was the whole league.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I haven't followed up on that, John. I'm not sure. I've only been looking at the roster building.
I understand the stuff that matters.
He better put his big boy pants on.
That's right. All right, Aaron, thank you very much. Tickets still available for opening night.
There might be some scattered singles out there still.
All right, scattered singles, Aaron Gorilla. Thank you very much for stopping by. Talking a little baseball with us. There he goes.
What was his name again?
Alrighty. Aaron Granilla. Gorilla.
Granillo.
Aaron always looks like, whenever we finish with news and he turns and walks out, he always looks like the puppy that didn't get chosen at the kennel. Like, you know, and he just kind of head down, heads back out again.
Aaron is one of my favorite people in this building. I love it.
Absolutely solid guy. He looks for a big, real soft, so he can get on the baseball cover. So. All right, so moving away from baseball. By the way, the good news for baseball is they've gone from an average age attending from 56 down to 48, 47. They're dropping the age down. That's good. More people going to baseball. Attendance has been declining. Hopefully people get a chance to go to this. There's nothing better. Sunny day. Head over there. T-Mobile Park. Watch the Mariners. It's, 4 or 5 hours. But if you're there with somebody, it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Are we going to catch a game this year, John?
I would love to go. Take Rye, because Rye sits there with the little keep score and everything. He's got the box score thing with the pencil, and he's very, very, very focused on the whole thing. So you can't really talk to him very much, but you and I could go. So
let's do it.
We'll head on out to
you know
out to
what baseball needs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. Hey, I'm over here. Do you need
more
me?
Trivia?
baseball needs a Taylor Swift moment.
Oh, a boyfriend, girlfriend sort of thing?
Yeah,
something like that,
somebody, a big Major League Baseball star needs to date another big star, a musical star or something, and then they will get more attention, just like the NFL did.
Thanks, Sherry.
How many baseballs?
It's crazy. It's groundbreaking. It's new. It's making history.
Yes, it is. Family of the Boeing whistleblower who allegedly killed himself speaks out for the very first time. It's interesting, in the interview, which I watched, they didn't bring up the suicide at all, did they?
No, they didn't. And I think part of the reason is because they could be implicated if if they say something bad about Boeing, like you caused my son's death, I mean, yes, they said they contributed to it. I suppose there could be some legal implications there for them saying that publicly. So they're being very careful not to make any statements about that, except what has already been documented, which is that, yes, he was intimidated and retaliated against.
Yeah. Without playing, it's a long 2 minute, 240 piece. But I think the thing you point to is the note that was found with him. I was looking online into the kind of, you go into the tin hat stuff and find the conspiracy stuff. I haven't seen much on it, but that's always the question. It's like, so he wrote the note. Is it in his hand? I haven't heard anything else about it. There's nothing. It kind of happens and then just sort of went away for a while. Of course, the family still has to deal with the loss of their beloved son and the husband as well. But yeah, in the interview, they didn't bring it up. I don't think the CBS reporter maybe was told, don't bring it up. We're not going to talk about it.
He asked them,
singularly focused on the fact that they felt that Boeing didn't do everything they could have in order to listen to him, respect him, and respond to the criticisms that he was bringing up.
Yeah, I mean, he asked them at the very end, you know, do you blame Boeing for his suicide? And they wouldn't go there. They said, it's under investigation. We're going to wait until the investigation is complete before we comment on it.
And now this is a story that only affects Joe and anybody else that lives in the Belltown area. Apparently, the notorious Hellcat driver, the guy that drives around in a car that looks like it's like a Tigger car or something. It's got stripes all over it. It is a Hellcat. And they have finally gotten this guy, I guess, for a noise violation.
After months of complaints, a driver who posted his speeding videos on social media is facing reckless driving charges. 20-year-old Miles Hudson was charged with two counts of reckless driving. Charging documents say that he not only has gone up to 107 miles per hour, but that he's posted videos of himself doing it on social media. His videos have garnered hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. But that all comes at the expense of those who say his loud car is a huge problem. According to police, the custom Dodge Charger SRT has a modified exhaust, which makes the engine sound like gunfire. Frustrated neighbors in Belltown and the Pioneer Square neighborhoods turned to Reddit to complain.
Yeah.
Hudson is not in custody. He reportedly told police he makes money from his videos and plans to keep doing what he's doing.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go.
I mean,
nice police work.
Yeah, that's against the law. Yeah, well, I'm going to keep doing it because I'm making money. Here's what it sounds like. Is this what it sounds like? 3 a.m.? This is from his Instagram. This is what the car sounds like when it accelerates.
Tell me if it's too loud.
That's nice. 2 and 3 in the morning, having that guy go by.
Yeah, no, he does it. He like gets up specifically at 3 a.m.
Probably because there's nobody on the road, right?
Yeah.
That helps. What a thoughtful person.
Oh. Can't they get him on a noise violation?
It's Seattle, Sherry.
They've been trying, and it is incredibly annoying because it just comes out of nowhere at like 3 and just sounds like a gun's going off right outside your apartment.
What how much money he makes on it. That's the problem. If once you start making money on it, you realize, you know, I'd pay the fine, whatever the fine is.
It's like the HOV lane, right?
Oh, look at you.
I mean,
yeah, if you can afford it.
He's got, I don't know what, looking at his apartment, it's like the 30th floor near the Rainier Tower, and I would say he's probably spending at least $4,500 a month on his apartment, and if all he does is Instagram, he's making a pretty decent amount of money.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like, okay, you watch him go 107, you watch him, does he have to keep upping the ante? He's got to make it more and more interesting all the time, right?
Well, it's funny because I was looking at his in terms of your barn video that went viral, and there's a lot of really aesthetically pleasing things about his apartment and just everything else. It's just kind of people like to like peep into the lives of, you know, relatively wealthy people, and he does a good job at kind of exploiting that, but...
Yeah, so, doesn't he wear a mask or something? Doesn't he have like a whole getup?
He does sometimes. Yeah, he typically doesn't show his face in the videos, but yeah, he's like, it's this weird first person perspective where his hand's always in the video. But yeah, he dresses very oddly.
Hmm. Would you open the window and yell at him, Sherry?
Don't
sleep up here.
Yeah.
Well, he loves it. He says like, "Oh, my city hates me. My city hates me." And that's just he that's part of his thing, you know.
And he probably loves it when he gets a reaction because that makes the Instagram more interesting.
There you go. It's spoken by like an 80-year-old woman thinking about going outside and sitting on the front yard.
Get off the
street.
Don't
give him the reaction he wants and he'll stop. That's what you do. That's
don't
what they
encourage.
Do. You stop. Don't you encourage him by he wants a reaction. He wants you to get mad at him. So don't give him that.
Ignore him and he'll go away.
Thank you. Thank you, Grandma Sherry.
Okay.
Appreciate
you're welcome.
It. All right. So you're all ready for opening day of baseball. How many balls does Johnny Bench have?
He can hold 7 of them in one hand.
Okay. Got it. Listen to John Curley, Sherry Ellegar Show, and you're following along. Thank you, everybody, on our Instagram page, John and Sherry Show, Shari. Sherry's unique spelling of her name. Don't forget, put a heart above the lie there. Anything up there interesting recently, Joe? You got anything new in there that people just seem to be hungering for?
Huh? I threw up your Kingdom hat. Yeah. That's on there.
Oh! Yeah. That's right. The University of the Kingdom blowing up, right? I tried to find the video of that whole thing. I couldn't find it. I don't know where it is.
I found one close to it that we can play later, but it's not the one with the hat. It's when you were giving away T-shirts or something.
Oh. Oh, yeah. The T-shirts I made.
Oh, yeah. That's a tease. Okay. Mm.
Yes, don't. It's a trend in New York City. The New York City crime is just out of control. The violent crime is going up. Misdemeanors going up. And the poor people there, you know, one part of me feels sorry for them. But the other part is like, you know what? You elected these morons. You get what you deserve. You get rid of no bail. 60%, 66% of people that get arrested for violent crimes are just released. And then within 2 weeks, they arrest them again. I mean, it's just the same people, right? 347 people that are responsible for shoplifting. They commit about 30% of the shoplifting. And they just bring them in, send them back out again. The cops are like, there's that guy. So New York is dealing with what we're dealing with in a much smaller, but still the same sort of thing. Our judges don't want to send people in to jail, and the jails say we don't have any room for anybody. We don't have enough people to be able to watch them. So it's a broken system there. But in New York, there's a weird trend that's happening. Is it only happening to TikTok people, or is everybody a TikToker nowadays? That this is just, you get swept up in the percentages, but
no,
so they're walking along.
Huh? Yeah, it's. I think the TikTok portion of it is for the victims of this particular crime. They're advertising what has happened to them. These random events in on the streets of New York.
Got it.
I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face.
Stories from New York City women going viral on TikTok.
I literally just got punched by some man on the sidewalk.
Their videos detailing how they're allegedly getting punched in the face completely unprovoked. Several women have posted these videos describing similar allegations in just the last week. Hallie Kate posted about an assault on Monday. She says she had to be treated at a local medical facility for injuries to the left side of her face.
Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk.
Olivia Brand posting updates on her own experience earlier this month after...
I'm sorry. Let me stop for a moment. It hurts so bad, but yet you've got time to videotape yourself talking about how bad it hurts.
It's also funny that she says, I can't even talk, which she says by talking.
Can talk.
Yeah. But okay. I think it happened, you know, a few days before, so she'd probably recovered somewhat.
I'm not sure. She showed her face and she said it just happened. Is that the one? She goes, it's just starting to swell now. The guy literally just punched me. But
okay, commenters on TikTok started connecting the two cases.
I did just get a call from the New York Police Department detective.
The NYPD says it's investigating the incidents, but says it's unclear right now whether they're connected. Police announced one assault arrest related to Hallie's case. 40-year-old Skyboki Stora taken into custody. Other users posting videos expressing shock, fear, and even sharing tips for staying safe, like not being distracted on your phone while you're out and about. It's not the first time this type of incident has been reported in the city.
When videos like that first started popping up, everyone was sending them to me and like commenting and like adding me and saying like, look, this girl went through something similar.
Elio Wagner says she was punched in the face by someone she didn't know last September.
So we were kind of like walking toward each other and he didn't seem crazy or scary or anything. And then before I knew it, he kind of went at me diagonally and punched me in the face and ran that way.
NYPD data from last month shows many crimes are down in the city compared with last year, including shootings, burglaries, and murders. But felony assaults are up. Broken down by week, misdemeanor assaults are up 10% compared to the same period last year. However, this data is not broken down by gender. And some women like Elio, who carries a self-defense kit, saying in light of recent...
I know. Kit?
Self-defense kit.
Excuse me, I got to get out my bucket of self-defense and open it up.
Tax, they don't feel safer.
I love New York, but as a woman, it is very scary. So I kind of feel safer, like, carrying something with me to defend myself. That way, in case it happens again, I'm not completely defenseless.
Oh, God. I was walking through the streets of New York on, you know, I was staying the other day, Sherry. And I was thinking about that. It must be really hard to be a woman in New York. I mean, and the thing is, I lived there for 4 years. I was there when Dinkins was the mayor. He gets out, and then Rudy steps in. Rudy's crazy now, but at the time, he did some good stuff. And then Bloomberg walked in there and really straightened stuff out as well. You felt safe wherever you went. There's just a lot of crazy people there. There's a lot of legal immigrants as well. You're walking over on the west side around in the 50s. All those hotels are now taken, the Roosevelt and a bunch of other ones, just taken by legal immigrants that are in the city, all kind of hanging out. But there's a lot of nuts, just crazy people. And you can't quite tell. You're always trying to looking up and like, okay, who's that guy? Is he coming towards me? Does he seem a little out of control? Much harder to all of a sudden just get whacked by them. And Subway, again, a lot of crimes in Subway. They're putting all sorts of stuff in there. They've got a thing that's going to be able to detect guns. Now they've got gates to stop people from pushing you in front of the car. That's happened, I think, just the other day. There was a woman who picked up this guy, picked up a, I guess, his metal water bottle and whacked him in the back of the head with it while he was playing the violin. It's just, again, you're walking around just constantly on edge. Wasn't that way a couple of years ago, but it's a, it is a real sad state for those people that head into New York now. Just having been mugged once in Boston, twice in Philadelphia, never in New York, never got mugged in New York. So, but still time. Cause again, I have a very punchable face.
Yes. You know, I don't know if you heard about this, but Trump is in New York right now, attending the funeral of a police officer that got shot. And those two guys that got arrested, they had 35 felonies against the two of them. One was attempted murder. I mean, I don't know how they can say that crime is going down when every day you hear about another horrible thing. I mean, nothing lies like a statistic. So I don't know what they're doing to cook the books, but it just doesn't seem possible. Maybe we're just hearing more about it, but it does seem like a dangerous place again.
Yeah, plus if I was in New York and got, you know, punched in the face, I wouldn't call the cops.
Well, for
what are you going to do?
They got bigger things to do than that.
No, you'd put some ice on and you'd have a story. Of course, you'd put it on TikTok or something like that and you'd tell your friends. But you wouldn't be like, you know, just wouldn't we call the cops? I just got punched in the face. Like, yeah, okay, where did it happen? Where are you now? What's your name? You're like, forget it. They're not bothering reporting those things. It's really weird. I was living there when the Dart Man was out and everyone was like, hey, you know anybody got shot by the Dart Man? He would take a roll-up newspaper, and he made homemade darts, and then he'd roll the newspaper up, and he was shooting women in the butt with these darts, and he'd be there waiting for the train, then, oh my God, he just got shot by a dart. And it was the front page of the paper, you know, people looking for the Dart Man, where was he? It was a big deal. And like, hey, I know somebody got shot by a dart. And then oh my gosh, yeah, she's really cute. She's nice. I should introduce you to her. And there was different people that are like famous for being shot by the dart man. Then they finally caught him, Sherry.
More than 50 women struck by the dart man.
You know, it seems to me like he'd have to have really good aim. Like if he's blowing it out of a thing, he's got to be down at a level if the butt is the target.
Sherry, when they finally caught him, he was 3 feet 7 inches tall.
Well, there you go. That explains it.
When did you become an expert on homemade darts being shot at a trajectory to hit a woman in the rear end?
I've played darts many times, and I know that you are aiming above your head, not below it. And maybe, I don't know, if you're going to blow at something, you're usually standing up. I'm telling you, the physics of it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Well, Joe knows 50 women hit by the dart.
Well, that's the number of women hit. That's not the way that it was performed.
I'm telling you, you and Angela Lansbury at Murder, She Wrote, or who are the other gals that you really love, the solving murders and crimes? Any other females?
Cagney and Lacey. Morrison.
You'd be Cagney and Lacey and Sherry.
Just always got a curious mind, that's all.
Good. You'd be like, why didn't he shoot me in the butt?
Yeah, what's wrong with my butt?
Andrew, there's one for you. Have you seen Michelangelo's David, Sherry? Have you been there? You got a chance to check him out?
Oh, yeah. I remember it well. It was quite a sight to see.
17 feet tall, thing weighs I don't know how many tons, a 12,000-pound marble piece. Took 3 years from Michelangelo to make the Great David, and took 40 men, I think 2 days or something, to move it a half a mile. It was originally revealed. Everyone's like, ooh, look at that. Because most people did David as like a little kid, but this was David as a man. He's got a sling in his – you probably didn't know he had a sling and a rock, did you?
I don't think I knew that.
Why? You weren't looking for that?
I somehow became overlooked. Let's put it that way.
Well, he actually had arms, Sherry, and he had hands, okay?
Uh-huh.
He has a sling and he's got a rock in one hand and a sling in the other.
I don't remember that detail.
Oh, yeah. You're just as bad as all the other people that are just cashing in on his private parts. And apparently some people are upset about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of vendors right outside and right in that area where they're selling refrigerator magnets and souvenirs that focus on his naked parts, the big ones. And they've got aprons, figurines, a lot of these, like there's a bunch of stuff with his butt, and it's all in neon. So the court, they're taking these things to court, and they're using the cultural heritage codes that protects artistic treasures from disparaging or unauthorized conventional use. So that means that if you go out of the box, they're going to be mad at you, and there's a potential that they can take you off the market. But there's a debate about this, because who dictates good taste? Should it be up to the institution? Should it be up to the country to decide that? Or in a free marketplace, should they be allowed to sell whatever they think they want? And a couple people have said this is a grab by the Italian courts to control and monetize art in the public domain.
Yeah, it is in the public domain. I guess, you know, in France, they've got an entire, ministry of French culture, and they do try to control as much as they possibly can. But if people want to buy a purple rear end of David, you know, what's going to stop them? And you can't stop them from doing this because they want to make money. Somebody wants to buy the thing. The only way to stop it is if everybody buys one, then they're like, oh, I already have one of those. Oh, you got to give them in all colors. Did you know that it was... It was considered to have small genitalia was once a sign of merit. That's why when you look at all those, you know, marble statues, all the guys look like, you know, they run out of marble. Like,
they're not impressive.
Well, you know, you're 17 feet tall. Right?
Well, that's true. Everything looks a lot smaller, comparatively speaking. And,
but I was reading,
and it really
like, yeah.
looks smaller.
But apparently that was like if you had a small thing that was a shows rational intelligence and have your urges under control.
Well, yeah, you better.
Men been making excuses for themselves yeah. for thousands of years.
You won't be doing anything with it. You better be okay with it.
I'm all brains. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right. Like well, there we go.